Hello, well, I thought I'd do an audio boo about what's been happening in the past couple of days. Well, I've said in tweets and that, but since it's a while since I've done an audio boo, I thought I'd do one. Well, it's been at least a few days anyway. So Tuesday night I was at choir and we did Christmas songs, so that was fun. We practiced for our program for our concert on Saturday when we're going to be singing at a Carl's Church, which is Stanley Street Church, so that's going to be good. And we also did a few of the other ordinary ones, like Alexander's Ragtime Band. What others did we do? Well, a couple of the ABBA songs. So yeah, it was a good rehearsal. The Buskers' night was really good too, and there were a couple of other people playing as well as the people that come normally. There was a melodeon player this week, which was quite cool. So there's like It was quite nice because there was me playing the accordion and then there was this other melodeon player. And it all sounded really nice together, along with the guitars and mandolins. And it was, an absolutely brilliant night. Not much happened yesterday, really. I was just on here. And then today, this afternoon, I was at work. And apart from that, I've updated Twitter on the iPhone. Typing new tweets and that seems to be the same, apart from it says new tweet rather than compose, which I think is better. Apparently, though, from what I've read on Apple Viz, there's some problems with it not reading buttons if you go into the settings and that. I mean, I don't, if I want to change settings, I generally do it on the computer, but if that's the case, or even if people do want to do that, then they should fix it. If that part of it doesn't work anymore with VoiceOver, because that isn't good. But I think generally typing tweets into it seems to be okay. I haven't tried replying to a tweet with the new iPhone Twitter yet, but I'll soon find out what that's like. Also, as you saw from tweets, I found a CD for the Belkin wireless adapter on Tuesday afternoon, so I put it in and installed the drivers. And when I'm in Windows mode, I'm now using that rather than the internal wireless, and it doesn't interfere with the Mac. I can go into Mac mode and even leave it plugged in, and the Mac will still use its own internal wireless, and but Windows will use the Belkin adapter, and hopefully it'll stop me internet randomly dropping in Windows mode, and I'll have smooth shores. Because I had that problem with my laptop actually. I don't know whether the wireless was going a bit dodgy, but that used to have the same problem where it would randomly drop, and that's why I got the Belkin in the end, and it resolved it on there, so it should fix it on here. The only problem I'm going to have is when the phone rings, because you may know we'll have this weird problem where every time someone answers the landline phone, it kills the internet. Christian told us that's probably to do with micro filters or something. But everything's, so hopefully one day that'll get sorted too. But mostly it's been sorted. So apart from if the phone rings, then I should have a show that should run smoothly. So that's cool. Anyway, I'm going to pause this now because I don't know when it's going to cut us off.
One, pause, one, time remaining. New recording, publish button.
So I'll say bye for now.